Welcome to the English Conversation Club podcast by Business English with Christina, the greatest global community for improving your fluency and confidence in speaking English, networking with motivated professionals from all over the world, and having fun while talking about the hot topics of our time. We hold one-hour conversations on Zoom 7 times a week, Monday to Friday. Want to join the conversation? Get a 40% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code ECC40. You'll be surprised at everything the club makes possible. So join us. The link is in the notes for this episode. Now, let's dive into today's topic. How does society measure success? And is it fair? All right, today we're talking about how our society defines success, and is that actually a fair measure? You know, personally, I work with a lot of high-performing professionals in international context, and I've seen, you know, just firsthand how different the concept of success can be different, you know, across different cultures and different countries, even just different individual perspectives. So it's really interesting to see that there is no one definition of success. Now, despite that, society often tells us that there is one definition of success. It includes things like a job that pays a big salary, a prestigious title or job title, having a big house, being someone who is well known by the public, maybe being things like, you know, being an influencer, things like that. And these are sometimes, I guess, things that society tells us from a young age that we need to work towards. You know, there's the, I don't know if this is true in all countries, but in the US, we often say that parents want their kids to become a lawyer or a doctor because it's a very prestigious job and a, you know, a marker of success for a lot of people. But maybe that's not true for everyone. And I think it's important that we sometimes take a step back and ask ourselves, you know, do these metrics really include, for us personally, what it means when we talk about being successful? And, you know, it's interesting because if you say that, okay, in order to be successful, I have to do all those things that society tells me, that can really put a lot of pressure on you. And it means that sometimes you're looking too much for external validation, and sometimes even at the cost of your own happiness, your health, your relationships. And that sort of narrow definition of success doesn't leave a lot of room for personal growth, for creativity, for enjoying the simple things in life, which personally are all things that I would like to strive for rather than a big house or a fancy car. I don't care what car I drive as long as it's kind of nice and comfortable, but I don't need a fancy, expensive car. And that's just my definition of success, or part of my definition. And then also sometimes if we think about the success stories that often don't make the headlines, things like finding maybe profound personal fulfillment in a path less traveled. I mean, there are so many unsung heroes whose success might not be measured in money or stock options or Instagram followers, but who actually touched a lot of lives, who overcame challenges, who got just, maybe it's just personal satisfaction. That's okay. These, for me, are the people who are really inspiring future generations. Maybe entrepreneurs solving local problems rather than, I don't know, sending cars into space, for example. For me, that, you know, that having that impact locally and on real people's lives, for me, I think is I would feel more successful if I did that rather than if I sent a car to Mars. But, you know, professionals from different backgrounds, they might have different ideas of a success. And so this is really, when we dig into it, it's far more nuanced and personal than society's broad general definition of success. I mean, some of the people that I've met and who are the happiest and who feel successful by their own measures, they're doing things like, I don't know, maybe working just a few days a week or spending more time with their kids. Maybe they're making less money, but they have decided what success means to them. And then they have built up their life to have that specific type of success. And so I would invite you to contemplate what success means to you. Is it aligning your career and your job with your personal values? Is it finding a sense of peace and contentment? Is it having more free time, perhaps at the cost of working, of making less, but having more time for yourself and your family and your friends? We all have our own definition of success. So to finish, I'll leave with a little thought that success isn't a one-size-fits-all concept. It's a personal journey. It's filled with learning, growth, and fulfillment. So here's your question that you can discuss in the English Conversation Club. What does success mean to you? And how will you use that definition to define your life? All right, thank you for listening. But if you want to do more than just listen, and you want to practice speaking, get more vocabulary, and have more confidence in English that you need for your career and your business, join us in the English Conversation Club. You get 40% off your first month with the code ECC40, and the link to join is in the podcast notes. This is Christina from Business English with Christina, and I will talk to you soon.